This is Lil.
And this is Tam.
And we're the Barely Bougie Mamas. So this week's episode, we're going to revisit our goals for 2020.
Oh, you listened to the episode.
I re-listened to it. Let me tell you something. We were so innocent back then.
What do you mean? What were our goals? Were the goals life goals or goals for the podcaster?
It was all of it. We went through all of it. So let's start with the podcast. I affirmed that we were going to have a podcast every week.
You tried. You tried it, though. And you really did try it. The globe. It's a pandemic that did it, because we were on a roll.
We were doing it. Mm-hmm. And even at the beginning of the pandemic, we missed like a week or two, but we were trying to get back at it. Mm-hmm. So there was that one. And then we said we wanted to double to get to 100 listeners. And you said you wanted to be more engaged in the Barely Bougie social media.
Nope. Dang. How much time we got to get these goals or to reach these goals?
We had a whole 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
So those were our podcast goals. For our goals as moms, I said I wanted to listen more to my kids. You said you wanted to have fun.
Yeah, I probably did say that. I haven't listened to it.
I'm trying to remember what exactly you said.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Even just that sentence.
Oh, no. It was you were going to organize their school supplies. That's why I started laughing, so that you can... You're like, I'm going to make it so that they have... We know where their homework is, where they have a little desk, where they... And I said, well, they'll have a little desk. He's like, I don't know if it's going to be a desk, but they're going to have a place for everything.
And then that was going to be fun?
Well, no, that
and
was...
And then I was going to allow me to be able to have fun with them.
Right, right.
Damn. Why you listen to that episode again? So how'd you do?
So
what's funny is I don't remember what I said, but I definitely remember the conversation and with your listening.
Right.
And I remember we did a couple more things that year to where you were able to call on it again. So how did you feel for the rest of the year?
So I was... My girlfriend got me a little chain that had a charm on it that was just stamped, listen, right? Like, because listen was my word of the year. It kind of fell off in about April. And I even stopped wearing the chain.
Oh!
Right?
Wow.
Because the chain was something that I was constantly wearing. And then I found it again, probably at the end of September or the beginning of at the end of August or something like that. And I started wearing it again. And I was like, oh, I forgot about this. And so I started to try to re-engage with it. But I listened to the podcast on the drive over here. And I was like, I'm still doing the same things with my kids and listening. Where it's more about heavy conversations and less about joyful conversation. Mm-hmm. Although, a couple of times I've gone on walks with Ari and just let her
vent,
ramble, talk about her stuff. So it was a hit or miss. It was not a like, yes, I am the listener extraordinaire for 2020.
Yeah, no.
It didn't happen like that. But
that one, we call that a rollover. Because you're going to have to put that goal on your next year's list, too. It's going to roll over till next year.
It's going to keep coming up.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. You know, I think it's important.
I think for me, I wanted... Because I didn't listen to it. You know, I don't do my research. Whatever. but I do know that I did think that that was going to solve all the problems. That if they were organized and they knew where everything was, then I wouldn't have to be on top of them and police them. However, the pandemic showed that I am the full-out fucking police. So that goal will be rolling over as well. I'm not even sure if the organizing will help it, but they all, like, it was, the kids said that I'm not the fun one.
Oh, did that hurt your feelings?
Devastated.
Yeah.
Devastated. said, "Dad's way more fun." I was like, "What?" Bitch, the only reason y'all ever got to go to anything is because I planned it. Dad's more fun? Magic Mountain? I looked up the dates. I planned it out. I made sure the tickets were got. I knew what time we were leaving. I picked the outfits. But Dad's more fun?
Get up. We're going to Magic Mountain. You gotta wear this. Let's go. We gotta
shut be up!
No, you can't. No, you can't have that because it costs too much. You know how much I pay for these things?
Is that what you heard? Is that how they heard it? Is that how they heard it? Oh, damn.
I mean, you know, that's...
Yeah, that's good. That's what she said. Get up. We got to be there on time. Why you take so long in the shower? I told you to shower last night. Put the damn shirt on. We all wearing the same shirt. Damn. Okay.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's the honest to God absolute. You're on point with that one.
Yeah.
So
So the funny thing about Dad being the fun one is their report cards came in last week, and I read the comments. The grades were okay. The grades were relatively good. The comments were a little bit disturbing, right? Like, they need to pay more attention. They're not turning in their homework. She needs to turn a camera on. Things like that, right? Like improvement stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to my girl at work, and I was like, "Yeah, you know, we have to talk to them about this." And she was like, "Well, are you gonna have? Is Nick? What does Nick think?" I was like, "Nick doesn't give a shit. He says, you know, he wasn't good at school, and it'll be fine. They'll figure it out, and that kind of stuff." And that just gets me. I can't do it. And then I'm just the bad guy screaming and hollering at them, and he's just sitting there like peanut gallery. And she's like, "Okay, so I'm Nick." And when we sit down to have these conversations with the kids, my husband is the one who is doing all the talking, and I don't know where to insert myself in his monologue. So she was like, "What we've done is we talk about it together, and I address English and math, and he addresses social studies and science, or you know what the whatever, and I know what I need to talk about, and he knows what he needs to talk about. So then there's a script."
So mature. These are your white friends.
She's Asian and he's white, but yes, there's a script so that. Because she was like, "I felt like I couldn't get in." And so she said, "Now that I know that what I need to talk about."
Yeah. Now she's ready. She like, "What's up?"
Right?
So what the fuck? Why are these math words like this? You're supposed to be practicing your times table. Whatever.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, yeah. Nick is the fun one. And, oh, so the reason why I mentioned that is because I was like, "But yeah, I don't know if I want him to be not the fun one, because I want him to have a really good relationship with his daughters." And because I didn't have a relationship with my dad, my head went pow. So I'm trying to create, again, with this special family in my head, I'm trying to create this image. And so I was telling my therapist about it. She's like, "So he can't be a good dad and discipline his kids?"
I don't know, because I never had no man discipline me. So I don't actually know.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. So I was like, "Well, okay, fine." So I was like, it's my own personal hang up issues.
So with school, I don't even want to talk about it. We talked about it that first episode. We're both bad cops on the school shit. But he gives in to whatever's going to happen is going to happen before I do. I don't give in to it. He gives into this. This is their life. If they're not going to, you know, you've told them and you provided them with every single thing that they need.
So then they should be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Or be able to tell you when they need help. And if not, there's only so much you can do. And I'm like, "Well, that's not fair. I should have reminded her about the project 15 times. I should have gotten up and made sure that we went to this store. I should have made sure that we went to Big Five. And I should have made sure that we went to the 99 store. And I should always just have supplies available." I should just always have little animals and clay available for them to make any project. And I sat there and I was like, Rich, what are you doing? I was crying. I cried.
Really?
I was so, well, because she missed a project and she's missing it now that I'm thinking about it, because we had this weekend to make it up. Uh-huh. She made it, did it herself on her own, and it was bad.
Yeah.
You know, it was outside, grass from outside to make the habitat, and then people that she drew with paper all just taped places on this thing. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't even cohesive. Like, even if it was, if that's what we had, I still would have been able to help her. I could have cut the people out better so that they were there. We could have colored the people. We could have glued the grass down instead of taping it.
Right.
Like, different things if I would have helped her. But because I wasn't there helping her, because I had had my review that week and I just wanted to not be involved, and I had been working till 6 and starting at, you know, getting up at around 5:30 or 6 and then working till like 6 o'clock, I just don't be wanting to do homework. And I don't really be wanting to fuck with no kids. Okay. If I'm just being honest.
Pretty much.
You know, there's not a lot of spaces where you can just be honest like that. I don't really feel like going back and forth with no children sometimes right after work.
Oh, my God. Because it's another job.
Yeah. Okay. So, the other thing that's been hilarious. This is on subject, off subject, still talking about the kids. But, so, my daughter is 8, right? And so, she's obsessed with TikTok, as similar 8-year-olds around the world are. Mm-hmm. I guess there's something on TikTok where you do this, like, pump fake. Uh-huh. At people, like, you jump at them. So she's been doing that to me. I'll say something and she'll be like, what? And, like, poke her chest out and then start laughing.
This is what happens when white kids take black culture and don't understand what it means. Because those are fighting words.
And so she did it and she kept laughing. She did it. She was like, and she makes her face and she, and then she laughs. She literally thinks it's hilarious. Baby, I set her down and I got to her level and looked her in the face and I was like, listen, Samaya, I come from an age and a time where I hit girls that pump their chest out like that to me. Don't have me have flashbacks. Don't come over here pumping your chest at me. I said, find something else. Find another way to joke. It's just a joke, Mom. I said, listen, don't pump your chest at me. I said, I grew up hitting people.
That.
You don't understand.
Like I said, fighting words.
Yeah, like, you don't understand. Like, I grew up where people fought. And it wasn't like play. Uh-uh. So, don't pump your chest at me, little girl. But she's a fake ass teenager. So, she still does it. One day, I'm going to push her. I'm not going to punch her. But one day... But one day, in a safe space, she gonna pump chest me, and I'm gonna push her down, and she gonna be like, "Dang, Mom, why?" I'm like, "I told you,
flashbacks, PTSD." So, welcome to our mini-sode.
Hey,
and we're happy.
Happy holidays! Happy holidays!
Well,
I don't know no soul. Like, I tried to sing a Christmas song. I want to do a soul Christmas song.
That was the other thing that you mentioned in your goals for the choir, is that you want to sing a solo this year.
I sang a solo this year in the choir, behind a mask, so you couldn't actually see my mouth move. But praise the Lord, you know it was me. I know it was me. You probably don't, nobody else really know it was me, but I know it was
That's
me.
That's fine.
Yeah. Well, I sang, I can feel it in the air. That was my whole line.
It's still a solo.
It's still a solo. So, yeah, I did that. Nice. So, for this mini-sode, during the holiday times, between Christmas and New Year's, mm-hmm. and all of that, let's talk about holiday travel during COVID.
Okay, so I'm gonna be one of those people.
Okay.
Who is gonna get on an airplane for the holidays? But of course I'm justifying it because it's me, right?
Well, no. So like, it's not even justify. I think that the conversation just needs to be had. What is travel during COVID? Is it just like going to the store? Are you supposed to quarantine on both sides? Are you supposed to test? Do I have to test? So where are you traveling to?
I'm going to DC and I'm going to see my aunts who are coming up from Honduras. My uncle just passed away in September. And my aunt was diagnosed with breast cancer in October. And so before she starts the procedures or the treatments, she was like, I want to come up and see everybody. So usually when they come up, they come from Honduras and they go to D.C. for Thanksgiving and a month or so. And then they come out here to L.A. for like 2 or 3 weeks because they have 2 kids in the D.C. area and then 2 kids here in the L.A. area. So they come over and spend some time with the West Coast people, and then they go home from the West Coast. But because of COVID, they're just staying in D.C. So I was like, well, I got to go see my aunties. One of them is 90. The other one got breast cancer. I was like, I am. And who knows with COVID if they'll ever be this close again, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I'm going. Nick was like, you can't take my girls. I was like,
oh, wow.
Okay.
Thanks! I don't mean it like that. I don't mean it like that because they need to see their great auntie too. But 2 fingers.
Girl, that's exactly what I said.
Do you know how much easier it is to find a place for one person to sleep?
Okay.
Do you know how much cheaper it is to feed one person?
You know how much less shit I got to carry around? How
pack in and
the Uber.
Ah, none of that. Okay.
None of that shit. So...
Okay, Brittany, say why?
Because of COVID. He doesn't want them. You're not supposed to travel. He doesn't want them traveling. Doesn't want them to get sick. Fair. So, my plan is I'm not going to get tested before I go. I'll go. I'm not planning to leave the house for anything besides like grocery store if I go anywhere. But I'm just there literally to hang out and chill with my aunties. There's nothing else I'm there for. I'm there Thursday.
Are you going to get tested when you get there?
No. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I'll be back on Monday. When I get back, I'll get tested.
I don't know. Like, I don't... So, you know how I am. Mm. So, I have multiple views on one subject.
Right.
So, the first part of me says, if it's not safe to travel, why are airplanes being flown?
Start.
Okay?
Right.
So, if it is safe to travel, just make sure you tell me the safe ways to travel. But there doesn't appear to be any rules or regulations. Like, if it is safe to, like, okay, it is safe to go to the grocery store as long as you stay 6 feet away from everyone, you wear your mask, and you wipe off your groceries and everything when you bring them to your home. Mm-hmm. That's what I have been, my understanding of COVID safety in that aspect. I've not heard it for travel. I've just heard all of these different people's ways. Like, I have one coworker who traveled to whatever, so say DC. He traveled to DC a day earlier than he needed to. And he tested for COVID the day after he got there. So it had been 2 days. He tested negative, went and spent time with his people or mm-hmm. whatever, tested, was negative, flew home, quarantined, tested, then went back with his family.
You got to quarantine for like 14 days. You mean just quarantine while he waited for the negative?
Yeah, he quarantined back home for 3 days, took a test, came back negative, integrated with his family.
So my plan is I'm not going to get tested
in all them times. I don't want to get tested all those times.
When I get back, I will get tested, and I will not see anybody outside my family for 14 days. I won't go to the grocery store. I won't, you know, like, we won't do this. If I'm negative, it'll be fine. But also, getting tested, because it takes like a week for the virus to actually
show up.
Show up on a test. The tests aren't that sensitive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, getting tested as soon as you get off the plane is not...
Don't do nothing.
It doesn't do anything.
I thought it was 3 days. But I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Where are the rules?
Where are the standards?
Where are the guidelines? Where are the standards?
Well, because when I had that scare in September, the questions that I was asked when I went to go get tested were, when did you have contact with this person? And I was like, it was a week ago. And he's like, okay, good, because it takes at least 7 days for the virus to show up. Mm-hmm. So you're here at a good time to get tested. So that's where I get my 7 days from. Mm-hmm. You know,
I think I got mine from the Braxtons.
So you're traveling?
Sort of. For New Year's, we have a cousin getting married in Arizona. We're driving to Arizona, mm-hmm. and we're staying in an Airbnb with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law. So just our two houses.
Okay. Is your mother going?
No. That's part of the problem. Because she is not going, she's not going to be partially contaminated or anything. So then when I come home... So I'm thinking about it. I thought about, okay, we're going to be at the wedding. Everybody's going, the kids and the husband, the kids and the parents.
How many people are going to be at the wedding?
I haven't asked. I need to ask.
Uh-huh. That's a big question. Because if there are going to be 75 people at the wedding, 100 people at the wedding, that's going to be a problem.
So did you just text and ask that kind of question? Mm-hmm. Well, see, I haven't asked, and when I bring it up, since it's my, I don't know if this is it, but it's my husband's side of the family, right? And I've gone to a couple of weddings on my side, and there were a few people, but nobody was from out of state. And that's the thing that I'm a little apprehensive about.
Are there people flying in for this wedding?
Yes. Yes.
So when you get back, so you guys decided to go to the wedding?
As of today, yes.
So the issue is not you guys, because you've decided it's okay to expose yourself.
I don't want to say it that way.
I mean, but your mother hasn't.
Right.
So out of respect to her.
I got to put her in a hotel mm-hmm. when we get back. Mm-hmm. But she's not going to want to do that. She's not going to be comfortable in a hotel. So then all of us go to a hotel?
No, but don't... The way your house is set up right now, couldn't she just kind of quarantine in the back?
Oh, and use this kitchen and mm-hmm. her bathroom, and nobody use her bathroom. Mm-hmm. But I work here.
You would have to move your work for a little bit.
For like at least 3 days? Mm-hmm. 3 to 5 days. And that's why I don't want to even do it. Oh, damn, I don't even...
Just because you're tired of the pandemic doesn't mean that there's no pandemic.
Wait, what? The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
That's what it is.
I don't know, but I'm about to text her. I'm going to text her about how many people.
I think that's a legitimate question.
Because there's two ceremonies. There's the African traditional dinner, and then there's the white Christian wedding.
That is a legitimate question. How many people are going to be there? Even though it's Arizona, it's still going to be cold.
Yeah, and Arizona just went back on lock. Didn't they?
Did they?
I thought.
I don't know. It's, yeah. It's a mess. My sister is tested positive for COVID.
Right now?
Mm-hmm. She lives in Las Vegas. She is a massage therapist. So when we got shut down in March, she's gig work, right? So her income went to nothing. And apparently her roommate tested positive, brought it home. And I think her roommate is a nurse, but I'm not sure what her roommate does. But her roommate brought it home. And my sister is sick. And she worked at the Walgreens pharmacy part-time. That was a job she got after massage therapy went out. So she told me on Wednesday. And I'm concerned because she has asthma.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, she only has body aches and fever right now. And if it doesn't get past that, then she has just had a mild case, right? When I talked to her, her breathing wasn't labored or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's just treating it like a bad flu, you know, doing the homeopathic stuff with the cold boost, the flu buster thing.
Immune system stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff, like where you do citrus and onions and garlic and mm-hmm. you drink it or eat it or whatever. That's the kind of stuff she's doing. So, but my biggest concern about her is she's going to get over it. She's going to get better. She's going to test negative. And she's going to go back to her public-facing job at Walgreens and catch it again. Because it is just the fucking flu. Right? It's not like you catch it once and it's not chicken pox.
Yeah.
It's not like you catch it once and you have an immunity to it. You can keep fucking catching it.
But then you could keep not catching it, because, like, I can't remember the last time I had the flu. I just had whatever that... I had COVID in February. Remember when I was about to fucking die? And I came...
I think you and I both
had. I think... Yeah, and I think I probably gave that shit to you, because we came and recorded a damn podcast. We should look back at that episode. It was like... It was hacking. It was terrible.
And then I couldn't get it. I couldn't move from the couch for the whole weekend.
And then I got on a plane and went to Florida. And when I say them niggas out there just started getting sick too, they were like, I don't know what it is. They blamed it on the baby. And I was like, maybe. You know, I had already gone and I had gotten stabbed up the nose. They told me that I did not have influenza.
Oh.
And so they gave me these pills for antibiotics.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And so.
So maybe we already had it.
I'm sure I did.
Ashe.
Mm-hmm.
So let me tell you the privilege of white people. So my sister called me or texted me around 10:30 in the morning. And so I sent a Teams message to my team, and I was like, you know, my sister just tested positive for COVID, and we had like these back and forth conversations with the four other people on. And I said what I just said, that my concern is that she'll go back to work. And so
why didn't she just take off?
One of my girlfriends was like, why, or coworkers was like, why does she need to, I hope she listens to you, you know, and doesn't go back to work. I was like, who gonna pay her mortgage and her car note? And give her food? How? What?
I don't know where you've seen, because, you know, oh, we haven't talked about politics in forever. And since we're doing a COVID episode, they just, to me, COVID is very political, right? She has to go to work, ma'am, because Pelosi and the rest of the folks in the government, that's the only name I remember straight offhand.
Mitch McConnell.
McConnell, Pelosi.
All of them.
The Trump. The Sanders, all these niggas. Ain't no money. They're not giving anybody money.
And it's not even, actually, they don't even have to give people money. They need to suspend rent and mortgage payments.
Ashe.
Full stop.
But that would affect their banks, because that's their biggest clients, right? Because that means the banks would have to also suspend it.
The whole system.
From the top. So, if I'm not paying my rent You can't expect my landlord to pay his mortgage either. It should all be suspended if it's going to.
Yes.
I don't even think that. Run us the fucking money, bro. Run us the money. Run us the money. Or even like in, I think it was Vermont, because I think it was Bernie Sanders I was watching, where he was like, yeah, families were lined up to pick up food. Do that. Right. Okay? Do that. Make it to where the grocery stores are closed. So this is what I'm saying. If it's safe, then let it be. Then everybody, then balls to the wall, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. If it's not safe, shut it the fuck down.
Mm-hmm.
And there's boxes of food, and there's no privilege now. There's
everybody get the same box.
If you have five people in your house, this is a five people box. And here it is. No, you don't have to worry about any bills or anything. We're sending money to you
guys.
Stay home. But then that would be too much like martial law or government coming in, and people would be afraid of that, and then you can't tell us what to do. So
our podcast, what do you call it? Friend, Planet Now, Liz.
Mm-hmm.
She had this guy on who was in Kuwait when the pandemic started. Kuwait had like five cases or something like that. They had a little bit of cases. And he said what happened was they shut that shit down. They had guards, or, you know, you couldn't leave your neighborhood. The stores were open from 2 to 5. The grocery store was open from 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your stuff from the grocery store. If you out here at 1:30, what the fuck you doing out here?
The store ain't open.
Store ain't open. Go back inside. But Americans can't do that shit.
No, because we have too many opinions and rights and freedoms. And I get it, Ashe, and it's beautiful. But they need to give us some money. My whole thing with that one, honestly, is just to, you know, I don't do a lot of politics. You know, I don't do a lot of politics, and I half listen to it. But my understanding is our Democratic Party in the Senate didn't sign off on a bill to pay out some money to the people until after the election was over.
No.
And then they didn't. So far, nothing has changed in it. And now they're thinking about pushing it through. So nothing. They held off on giving money because everybody wanted to wait.
So it was both parties. Oh, sorry.
I don't care.
Both. The whole.
Somebody should have bended.
The whole.
Somebody should have bent. Somebody should have bent.
They didn't do it. They just didn't do it. Because you know why? Because they would say shit like, just stay home. They have no idea what it feels like to not have 50 grand in a bank. 50 grand is broke.
50 grand is broke. And you know what? And that's why I'd be like, fuck Babylon and burn the whole shit down.
I agree.
And like, my kids were like, who did you vote for? Did you vote for Biden? No, I did not vote for Biden. You voted for Trump? I said, no, I did not vote for Trump. There were other people's names on the list. But I wrote in Andrew Yang, because fuck the shit. That's what I did. You shouldn't have given me an option to write in. So I wrote in Andrew Yang just because it was my choice. So now that we're like, how many months is this? 9 months?
9 months in.
9 months in. How are the kids with the corona? C19. What are all the names? We should talk about that. Next time we should call all the different names.
Oh, people are now not saying pandemic. They're saying panorama.
What?
Polaroid. Panasonic.
No. That's hilarious. So are the girls, like, how do the girls feel about you traveling? Do they want you to travel? Do they not want you to travel?
JoJo wants me, when I get back, stay in the garage.
For how long? 5 to 14 days?
14 days.
Until you have a negative test.
Until I have a negative test. Like, we took family portraits. And JoJo was very uncomfortable and very unhappy that we were taking off our mask and smiling in the family portraits. She didn't want to do it in the first place when I told her it was happening a month before. She was like, no, because it's a pandemic. I don't want to go to the beach. I don't want to be around people. We're not supposed to be around people. She's taking it very seriously. So when we got there, she kept her mask in her pocket and put it on as soon. Now, our photographer kept her mask on the whole time. When you're taking pictures, she's at least 6 feet away from you. Mm-hmm. She's not close. We're not close to any other people.
People, just y'all.
Just us, right? Like, everybody was far enough away, but she's very... Karina's okay. She feels it more, I think, than anybody else because she still goes to gymnastics.
Oh, and they have to do it all these certain ways.
They're she has all these protocols that she has to follow. Like since the stay-at-home order, they only are working out outside.
Okay.
And
so then, are you guys able to watch? Or you guys have the parents stay in their cars?
Yeah, the parents stay in their car. We can't watch. And luckily, because one of the parents' family, the parents tested positive for COVID, but they had never come on campus on the two gymnastics.
Okay.
So, and again, like her gymnastics studio has a really good like contact trace.
You had mentioned that before.
Yeah.
That, because I heard yours is the reason why Tamaya hasn't gone back to gymnastics. Because I'm like, oh, yo, no, y'all are not doing it the same way. Like, y'all are not really on this shit.
Right, yeah. So she was able, that family told her that they tested positive. She was able to trace back who all were in contact with that child. The child tested negative. And the coach with the child tested negative. But she was able to tell everybody. These people, she didn't say their names, but you know, Sunday Pod C tested, had a COVID contact kind of thing. So you could easily be like, oh, well, that's not us. We're not there on Sunday.
Yeah.
So yeah. Ari, I don't know. She spent a lot of time on YouTube and in her room.
Oh, she's a whole ass teenager.
Oh, absolutely.
She's a whole ass teenager with money in her pocket. So she's like,
oh, speaking of money in her pocket. So her job texted her last night to say that she's not gonna work on Sundays anymore. So Ari, till after the new year. Mm-hmm. So Ari was like, I was trying to get something.
She was trying to save some money.
You try to earn some money. But I was more pissy because I was trying to get my CBD oil.
You're so funny. Oh, and that's there?
That's there.
You're so funny.
And I texted her earlier this week. I was like, I'm running low. Like, now I got to tilt the bottle to get the eyedropper out.
She's like, well, come by whenever you want. He's like, but you are, I only come when my baby working.
I'm trying to.
No double trips.
Right?
I don't know. My kids. So, of course, my daughter. She like, fuck it. She like,
let's go.
Let's go. It's a whole ass pandemic, but I ain't afraid of it. She's like, I mean, and not even with like some like weird God spiritual thing, you know, because I do have folks in my life that are like, well, Jesus,
the Lord will provide. And
when I went to my cousin's wedding, my I guess I call this lady my grandma. Mm-hmm. She's a lot of my cousins share a grandma because two of my uncles married sisters.
Oh, uh-huh.
So and they each had four or five kids each.
Right.
So I have 10 cousins that share grandmas. And so me being the older one, I kind of share her too. So Grandma Jessie, we was at the wedding and she didn't have her mask on. I was like, oh, Jessie, you got your mask on? She was like, the Lord is my personal savior. And I was like, I know. And she's like, and I'm going to be all right.
Well, listen.
And Grandma Jessie is 80-something.
Grandma Jessie, they're not going to put her on a ventilator. You know, like, they're not going
to... Oh, so if people in that age range, if they get sick, they're not doing anything extra to prevent them from dying.
Because there's a shortage of ventilators. So if you have...
But see, if she got sick, the hands of Jesus would come down and heal said virus. Amen. And we would just go ahead and bless the whole house in the name of the Lord. So there would actually be no need for intervention.
Listen, and at 87, the fuck I'm going to put on a mask? Get out of here.
I mean, if she looked cute, she was comfortable, she had a good time. So Samaya is sort of on that without the spirit part. Like, she's just like, why are you really scared? Like, what's it? And I'm like, well, people are concerned because they don't want to get other people sick that may get harder. Because I'm not going to lie. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
If it wasn't for a couple of circumstances, I would be the bitch in Miami on the trip. I'd be the bitch that was like, oh, they'd be like, oh my God, Tamara went to Puerto Rico during the pandemic for 4 days. Yes.
Yes, she did.
She did. I'd be that whole bitch.
Uh-huh.
But my mom and my husband both have compromised immune system slightly. My husband's not so much. His is just allergies, but he already has lung issues. So I wouldn't want to put him through that type of discomfort.
Right, exactly.
That's really the only reason. If for some reason I would have happened to be a single mother at this point with just me and my two kids, or God forbid, just a straight up single 40 something year old woman, I'd be working in Puerto Rico. they'd be like, where are you at? Every weekend, they'd be like, Fridays and Mondays, my time is going to be a little off, but I'm going to always be gone. So,
yeah.
But then my son, he's just rather just chill.
Yeah.
He's not as freaked out about it as JoJo, but he does ask safety questions.
Yeah.
Straight up. He's like, well, who's going to be there? Why are we going? Is everybody wearing masks? Are there? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he still will go. But he kind of follows off my husband. My husband would rather just nobody go anywhere.
Right. And the thing is that if we would all just sit our asses at home.
For 130 days?
For 30 days, for 6 weeks. Just everybody.
You think all the cases would go away?
I don't think all the cases would go away, but it would be less cases. It would be easier to contact trace who's sick, right? Mm-hmm. Because if I scrapbook Zoom with this lady who is a contact tracer. She used to be a parole officer. You know, she works with the courts in some way, and she's been reassigned to be a contact tracer. She was like, I got, in the summer, she had maybe 4 cases that she had to call, 4 or 5 that she had to call. After the Lakers won, she was at 9 or 10 cases that she had to call. You know, when all them fools was out there.
Yeah.
And then now she has 8 or 9 cases that she has to call. After Thanksgiving, there was a bump. So she can, you know, that's a person that can actually see the bump. The wave
legitimately after each thing.
After each big event. But in her call, she has to say, okay, who are you in contact with? Can I have their name and number? Da 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 da, right? So you have this whole army of people that are trying to contact trace and tell people, look, if there was a positive, you need to go get tested, blah blah blah. So there's a line that you have to follow. One person gets tested and they've been in contact with 3 people. So now you got to contact those three people.
And the people that they... This shit is like HIV and AIDS, bitch. This is like herpes. Like, it's like... That's what it feels like.
Well, when it first started, that's what I told... Like, there was this young girl I was working with who worked in our office, 24 or something. I was like, this is like AIDS. Remember back when AIDS was high and when we were young?
Mm-hmm.
Who you fucking? Who they fucking?
The question was, all this was always the way that I was like, damn, when you go to give blood, they say, have you had sex with a man who may have had sex with a man? Have you had sex with a man that may have had this and this and that? Have you this? And you're like, God, dog. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then so, yeah, I don't know. That's what makes me be like, ew, about going anywhere. Because And then also, I don't have a problem with the mask. Like, I can breathe through the mask. I don't complain about the mask.
The masks are fine. The only issue I have with the mask
is your fogging glasses.
It's my fogging glasses. And I fixed that by getting a better grade of mask.
Yeah. Me, I don't mind the mask. I don't care. You know what I like about the mask? Peas and carrots. I'm going to get back serious. I like wearing my mask and being in public places and singing or saying something really inappropriate.
And nobody can tell who said it. You are so tense.
So, most recently, because I just sing whatever comes to my mind. I was walking around the store going, "The hills are alive." And then, if I really felt like it, I would look around, like, who did that? If Samaya's with me, it's just game over, because she's like, "Mom! Mom! Mom, no!
Oh my God."
Yeah, I guess she's easily embarrassed.
Whatever.
But, I don't know. Yes, the corona thing does feel just like HIV and AIDS.
Yeah.
Because you need to know who you're in contact with. Like right now, you and I are here. I know that you've only been in contact with your family.
Yeah.
And I'm here. And the cleaning lady is here. Now, do I know exactly everybody that the cleaning lady has come into contact with? No. But she has gloves on and she has a mask while she's cleaning.
Right. She is not spreading her coronavirus in your house.
Should I have to be worried? No?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But
like, that's the part of it, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Always remember,
you're the right parent for your child.